Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Bird's going to share a few things with you today. In fact, I'm going to share a hunting story. Hunting season's coming up. I'm going to share one of those with you today.
Well, and I've got a story to cool everybody off.
Okay. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to cool off in Cherry County, Nebraska. Yeah, it's been hot lately, but the Niobrara National Scenic River is a great place to take a little tube, relax, and sail your dreams away there. Or go to Merritt Reservoir, take in a little sailboating, get a boat to go fishing in, take a little dip in the water. Lots of things to do. In fact, there's over 50 things to do if you check it out at visitvalentine.com.
Do you hear that? What? No? Well, that was the sound of opportunity. It's like a steer in the night. It is elusive, but I'm telling you, it's there. Just like Tri-State Livestock News. They're the rancher's Bible. They cover every facet of agriculture every week. We're the bridge between buyers and sellers, day in, day out. Want to rope in that opportunity? Visit TSLN.com and get the lay of the land. It's Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, it seems that a guy buys a new Lincoln Navigator for $82,500 with monthly payments of about $860 plus, and he and a friend decide to go duck hunting in Upper Wisconsin. It's midwinter, and of course, all of the lakes are frozen. These two guys go out on the ice with their guns, a dog, and of course, the new Navigator. They decide that they want to make a natural-looking open water area for the ducks to focus on, something for the decoys to float on. Now, making a hole in the ice large enough to invite a passing duck is going to take a little more power than the average drill auger will produce. So, out of the back of the new Navigator comes a stick of dynamite with a short 40-second fuse. Our two rocket scientists, afraid that they might slip on the ice while trying to run away after lighting the fuse and becoming toast along with the Navigator, decide on the following course of action. They light the 40-second fuse. Then, with a mighty thrust, they throw the stick of dynamite as far away as possible. Remember a couple of paragraphs back when I mentioned the Navigator, the guns, and a dog? Let's talk about the dog for a minute.
Oh, boy.
A highly trained black lab using for retrieving, especially things thrown by the owner. You guessed it. The dog takes off across the ice at a high rate of speed and grabs the stick of dynamite with the burning 40-second fuse just as it hits the ice. The two men swallow, blink, start waving their arms, and with veins in their necks swelling to resemble stalks of rhubarb, scream and holler at the dog to stop. The dog, now apparently cheered on by his masters, keeps coming. One hunter panics, grabs the shotgun, and shoots the dog. The shotgun is loaded with number 8 birdshot, hardly big enough to stop a black lab. The dog stops for a moment, slightly confused, then continues on. Another shot, and this time the dog, still standing, becomes really confused and, of course, terrified, thinks these two geniuses have now gone insane. The dog takes off to find cover. Under the brand new Navigator. The men continue to scream as they run. The red-hot exhaust pipe on the truck touches the dog's rear end. He yelps, drops the dynamite under the truck, and takes off after his master. Then it is.
Oh, no.
Kaboom! The truck is blown to bits and sinks to the bottom of the lake, leaving the two idiots standing there, and they can't believe it just happened. The insurance company says that sinking a vehicle by a lake by illegal use of explosives is not covered by the policy, and he still had to make yet the first of those $860 monthly payments. The dog is okay, doing fine, and to think that you thought all rednecks lived in the South. I don't think that's a true story.
Oh, well, we can only hope not. We can only
hope. It was
hope.
Funny, and it was kind of a cool atmosphere, so I thought I would share that.
Very good. Well, my story about the cold, I'm going to put in the cooler because it's a little long. So I'm going to share about how to know if you're drinking too much coffee. You can type 60 words a minute with your feet. Cocaine is a downer. All your kids are named Joe. And you don't need a hammer to pound nails if you've been drinking too much coffee. Your only source of nutrition comes from sweet and low, and your lips are permanently stuck in the sipping position.
Signs that you've drank too much coffee.
Indeed.
And if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, you can send it to Kim by going to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we can take a look at that. So send those items to us here, and maybe they'll show up on The Good Stuff.